continue this month's audio with a story of American teenager Rachel McMann. The teenager from Michigan wrote 700 quizzes for BuzzFeed, generating millions of dollars for the website. But her success brought some unexpected consequences.
Are you a muffin or a cupcake? Neither, obviously, because you are a human being. But is your personality more like a muffin or a cupcake? Okay, it's a stupid question, but that didn't stop hundreds of thousands of people from taking a quiz to find out the answer. We love doing personality quizzes, even when we know they are absurd. And internet sites love them because they are fantastic clickbait. The more we click, the more advertising revenue they earn. Which is where we come to a Michigan teenager called Rachel McMann. Over the course of 18 months, she posted around 700 personality quizzes such as this on the BuzzFeed website. Based on the bread you choose, which Disney prince are you? Is one, for instance, and which type of penguin matches your personality? Is another. And then there is, based on the sliced foods you pick, are you Shrek or Donkey? I'd just be sitting somewhere, like in class or whatever, and I'd come up with a random thought and then turn it into a quiz, McMann said recently. Like, which chicken nugget are you? That one did way better than I thought it would. It was just something she did for fun, creating about 2 quizzes a day. BuzzFeed didn't pay her anything for them, which was fine. She was just happy if friends did a quiz of hers online. But then she heard that BuzzFeed was sacking 200 of its employees and read a blog post by Matthew Perpetua, the site's director of quizzes, in which he explained why he lost his job. In the recent past, he wrote, the second highest traffic driver worldwide has been a community user in Michigan, who is a teenager in college, who for some reason makes dozens of quizzes every week. It's amazing how much revenue-generating traffic the site gets from unpaid community volunteers. Rachel instantly recognized herself. I was like, oh my gosh, that's me. It was crazy. I felt really bad. I made so many quizzes a week, so why would they pay people when they have a college teen in Michigan doing it for free? A tech consultant estimated that Rachel's free content had made about $3.8 million in advertising revenue for BuzzFeed. To thank her, the site sent her a package including water bottles and a recipe book, Generous. Naturally, Rachel no longer posts on BuzzFeed. Rival websites now pay her for quizzes. And thanks to her recent quiz book deal, she can pay her way through university. You can do stuff for free if you want, she advises others, but you can get paid for it as well. I was worried that once I got paid, it wouldn't be a fun hobby, but it is. You can make a job out of anything these days. I can definitely see a career in quizzes happening. That's crazy.